here we go again with another hour of important conversation. That's not always important conversation. Hopefully it's interesting and therefore entertaining. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Later in the hour, we're going to give you a clue. Those of you who don't have a clue, and there are a few of you out there, as to how our planet was formed. We have some information, actually, at DougSteffen.com that leads me into that conversation. And now let's, in that mindset, move out of this world to a gentleman who comes from another planet, far, far away. He's been practicing life, liberty, and the pursuit thereof in Salt Lake City for most of his life. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here now, one of our medical experts. He is an upper cervical NUCA doctor. Dr. Stockwell is in Utah. He's got offices in Salt Lake City and down in St. George's. And if you want to go to Jack, the website jackstockwell.com, you find out a lot about NUCA chiropractic. It's a very specialized thing. I gave my daughter for Christmas a series of treatments at a chiropractor and acupuncturist because she's never had them. And she's never quite built up to speed. Brendan, her brother, has had all of that and swears that it has kept him limber because he exercises and works out a lot. And but there are plenty of people, Jack, who will not do this because they are afraid something's going to break.
My daughter has an
Oxford PhD, and she still, and her father's been around this stuff forever, and her brother, her mother never did it, never, I don't think her mother ever, I tried to get her mother to go to a chiropractor any number of times, never, I don't think she was ever in a chiropractor's office. And so it's something, part of what you have to do is educate people as to what the benefits are and how people can use this and why it is that it's good. And I don't even know where the stuff comes from. Who starts these rumors that if Jack works on your neck, he'll break it?
Well, it's the chiropractic is the biggest competition to medicine. There's almost 70,000 chiropractors in America right now. And if there wasn't anything to it, you wouldn't see numbers like that.
Exactly. Right.
But because it's the biggest competition, it's also under the largest attack. Back in 1991, 92, I think is when the Wilk suit, W-I-L-K, was finally settled by a federal judge in New York against the AMA for collusion to contain and destroy the science of chiropractic.
Yeah.
And they found for chiropractic because they proved what the AMA had been doing in a lot of illegal moves and lies and falsehoods. And they were fined, well, something like around $3 to $4 million, every penny of which had to go to chiropractic research, which I guess the AMA really loved that writing that check out. But ever since then, and then they were told that you can no longer, by federal mandate, you no longer can tell patients they can't see a chiropractor. Well, of course they still do.
Yeah.
But in the board, the ethics of the AMA, and this was pointed out to me by a member of the AMA a good 10 years ago, in the latest edition of the publication that contains their ethics, under complementary and alternative medicine section of their ethics books, it says it is now considered, is no longer considered to be unethical to refer a patient to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
I was so silly when I read that. But anyway, that's kind of, it's a battle over turf. It has nothing to do with science versus superstition. It's a battle for turf.
The American public has been voting, as have been people in Europe for years, but more recently here, with their pocketbooks. More money is spent every year and has been for as many years back as we can remember on alternative, so-called alternative forms of medicine than on regular, so-called traditional medicine.
1993 was the first year that happened and it's been that way ever since.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? And these are people who are spending their own dollars, not insurance, because the insurance companies, they go along with the AMA and they're, oh, there's no science there. We're not going to do this. And
there's plenty of science.
There is science there. Of course
there's plenty of science.
Right. Speaking of science, in a moment, we're going to talk about a new wave of research being done on Alzheimer's,
yes,
including a fellow that I'm actually seeing. It's not a secret. I've talked about this on the air now for the past, 6, 7, 8 months since I had my test, and you were a part in reading the results of it. And,
yes.
And so was Dr. Ken and some other doctors. But I've gone to see a fellow named Brad Dickerson at UMass, who is one of the fellows doing this Alzheimer prevention work. And he's actually going to examine me again next week because he doesn't think what is. He's pretty much said what you said. I'm not sure that these the graphs were read correctly. And I would throw that out there. The reason I've told you my story is because I think a lot of people might have these tests or might think, for whatever the reason, that they'd be candidates down the road. I was told when I had this test last year that in 7 to 10 years, I'd show signs of early onslaught dementia. And it just, for a couple of weeks, it just absolutely destroyed my life. I thought,
oh I remember that.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember.
And then
you
remember when I started turning it around, I thought to myself, you know, I have, as Ken says, I would never bet against you, you being me. Thank you, Ken. And Jack knows me well. So we started examining all of this stuff, and we threw all kinds of water on it. And I don't want to hear this just to cover it over. I want to know what the real truth is. So this guy Dickerson, who is the number one Alzheimer's practitioner in the country, doing all this research, has been kind enough to take a look and spend time with me, and you know, he's wants to go through one more set of tests because he isn't sure that, again, what happened was what was read was the correct thing. And that brings us around to a discussion of the problem, which is a problem. There's no question that more and more people have this problem in our country and around the world for lots of different reasons. But there are ways being discovered that you can take and diet, one of them, in the prevention mode. So we'll talk about that in a moment here. Good day.
Good.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale, with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. $9.70. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
17 after the hour. Derek Stephens, Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. One of the things that I don't do as well as I ought to here, as many years as I've been doing this, sometimes people have questions, and I don't, when Jack comes on, say, got a question? Call us at 800-510-8255 about your health and well-being. Here's Jim in Melbourne listening to WMEL. Jim, what can Dr. Jack do for you?
Yes, Doctor, I'd like your opinion. I'll try to do it real fast. I was just diagnosed with stenosis.
Stenosis? Yes, stenosis. It's an N, not an M.
Okay. Where the where they say I have narrowing of the spinal canal in my neck. And when they went through the different treatment, they said she recommended drugs, and I refused them. Then she said physical therapy, which I just started. And she said, in the last case, surgery. And I said, well, I noticed you didn't say chiropractic. And she said, well, yours is the one case where I would not recommend chiropractic. She said, I don't think you should have your neck manipulated. So I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, what part of Florida?
Melbourne.
If you'll go to the website, nuca.org.
N-U-C-C-A.
.org. There are several people in Florida who do what I do. And I would go get an evaluation by them. I have never had any problem taking care of patients with stenosis. It would be really help if I could see the MRI that said exactly how much and at what level.
All right, so but Jim, go to the NUCA website, see who's in Florida, go see them, and then let us know what they say. All right, that makes sense.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Happy New Year. All right, Alzheimer's prevention. What are you hearing about? I just said to Jack off the air, sort of quipped, I went out and got a handful of blueberries. It's not that simple, but that's a help, right?
Well, that's a real help. You bet it is, because a recent study that just came out in the American Academy of Neurology, that people who eat foods that are rich in several vitamins and in omega-3 fatty acids are far less, and they use the word far less, to have brain shrinkage association problems with Alzheimer's, which is now the sixth leading cause of death. And what's more, people who eat foods that are loaded with omega-3 fatty acids, like you find in the cold water fish like salmon and certain plant sources, including walnuts, and in vitamin C, D, E, and B, also have very sharper cognitive ability. And, you know, the problem, the people on the other side, the new study showed that people with diets that are high in trans fats,
aye,
which are found in packaged fast food, dried frozen foods, margarine spreads, were more likely to have the shrinking brain tissue that's linked with Alzheimer's disease.
You know what it does? It plugs up the flow of blood into your brain as well as elsewhere. I mean, it has that effect on your heart. It's going to have the same effect on your brain. Therefore, the brain's going to shrink because it doesn't have any food. The vitamins, list them again.
C, D, E, and B.
So E, which has been a controversial, last 2-4 years, E has been a controversial vitamin, is it not? Because people worry about taking too much?
Well, it is, because, well, the thing is, you'll find controversial reports on A and E as well, because they're from synthetic sources. But at the end of these reports, they always say, if you're getting these vitamins from food, these negative implications
do not necessarily apply. So what's a good food source for vitamin E?
Well, animal flesh, whole grains, and the vitamin source that I like to use, the food-based standard process.
Right. Yep. Okay. Check it out. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com. He has a lot of answers to a lot of questions you may have. Send him along. If you don't see an answer, send him an email, jackstockwell@gmail.com. 21 after on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Let's see it.
Oh! Hey, stop! Stop and yell! I can get it. Richie, get the guitar. You have replaced me.
There you go. My new thing is drums.
Yeah, I know. All right. So, Jennifer, can you play the guitar?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so you can be the guitar girl.
That's
Richie
hot.
Plays the drums, and I'll yell.
There you
Oh-ho!
Go.
Is that a band in the opening song to Entourage on TV? Is that a Van Halen song?
I don't remember what song they use. Shoot.
Does anybody know? 800-510-8255. All right, so this new album from Van Halen tours.
Van Halen has decided that they're going to tour in 2012 with David Lee Roth.
Whoa.
Fronting the band. They did this back in 2007 for a brief tour. So if you are a big fan of whether it's Van Halen or Van Hagar, this will be the Van Halen touring here. So David Lee Roth. And they're going to have a new album out. So they're in the studio apparently now putting that together.
Inspired by Van Halen, the TSA employees at LAX here in Los Angeles have formed a choir. And actually there is, I don't know if you can find it this year or not. I'm being facetious, obviously. They weren't inspired by Van Halen.
Right. No, I saw that they put a choir together for
Christmas.
Yeah,
do we have any audio from that? There are some interesting videos floating around on YouTube of the LAX TSA chorus. A number of employees here at LAX decided they wanted to have to be viewed differently. So they put together this group, and they've been singing carols. I think they've stopped now, but I did a few weeks before Christmas. And it was, you know what? Not everybody. I don't like the organization. That doesn't mean I don't like the people who are in them. They're doing their job. They're doing what they're told. Sometimes their discretion isn't too, they're not very smart when it comes to handling the public sometimes. But that's because they're not well trained. And that all rolls up to the top of the heap where the buck stops at Mr. Pastore's desk, who is nothing but a thug as far as I'm concerned. He's the guy that runs the TSA. But, you know, every once in a while you see something to get your mind off of, because you can't all be bad news. It can't be all negative. I just thought this was kind of nice. I know a lot of people mentioned as they walked through LAX the last week or 10 days before Christmas that frequently this TSA chorus was there singing Christmas tunes. I think, I like to acknowledge the good stuff. You heard me talk yesterday about the cupcake that was deemed a security threat and confiscated by the TSA at Las Vegas Airport. Okay. So that's one incident, and yeah, it makes us want to, kind of blow our nose when it comes to the folks at the TSA. And it's not unlike yesterday or the day before. When was it I was talking about that? Somebody got thrown off of a Southwest flight for something. What was the? Do anybody remember that story?
I do.
Southwest
like
Airlines.
Southwest is always
threw somebody else. Right, exactly. throw Mama off the plane.
Yeah.
So yesterday, as a plane took off, I think it was from Seattle, but I won't swear to it. A couple of tires. Interesting, because I can't even imagine this happening at the same time. Two tires on the same side of the plane blew out as it was taxiing down the road.
Wow.
That's scary.
And they had a, it was at Sacramento.
They get a little sideways there?
Yeah, a little sideways.
Some sparks flying.
Yep. But they got the
just
plane.
Just that sound must freak you out being
awful.
On a plane.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Terrible. All right, Richie, did you find the video of the TSA or the audio?
I did. Yeah, let me see if I can get it here.
Guy knows how to say it. But you know what? It's a nice effort. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no fault to be found with this. This is very cool. Good for them. Happy about that. In the next half hour, we're going to deal with aliens. Like, you know, Roberta Fasanelli.
Yep.
Do people like her live on the moon? Scientists would like you to join in the search. And we'll tell you how, plus a little info on how our planet was formed, all coming up in a few moments here as we discuss astronomy on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices exclusions apply.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up, a 2020 history quiz, studying the moon and alien life forces. Speaking of aliens, Sinead O'Connor has been married four times.
How weird is that? Yeah.
And she got married 16 days ago.
Guess what? Makes Kim Kardashian look really good.
Right, yeah. 16 days of marriage, and she's getting a divorce from this guy. Blamed it on intense pressure placed on her husband by members of his inner circle. What does that mean?
And some wild night pot run. Did you hear about that, too?
I heard about that.
She blamed it on the fact that her husband had some weird people influencing his life or something. But then she said, and also the wild ride we took on our wedding night, because she doesn't drink, so she wanted to have a little wedding weed, she put in her blog. They went on some kind of wild ride and something bad happened, but she doesn't go into details about what it was.
Wedding weed.
Mm. Yeah, isn't that romantic? Telling you, if my husband-to-be pulled that, I'd be like,
wedding weed.
Check, please.
Let me tell you something. If I were to go out on a bender and marry Sinead O'Connor, my friends would be doing the same thing. Yeah. My friends would be saying, what in the world? And that's
she's the one who ripped up the picture of the Pope, right?
On Saturday Night Live, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
She didn't have any hair. It looks like she's got some hair.
A little hairy now.
Yeah. No. All right. So there it is, folks. The big story from the world of entertainment. Woohoo! Here's the 2020 history quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
During December of 1999, this young man was found clinging to an inner tube.
Oh, I know.
Off the coast of Florida. Would you please name this youngster? 800-510-8255. There were 11 other Cubans with him, including his mother and his stepfather, I think, were in the same...
They didn't make it.
Taking the same trip and didn't quite make it. All right, so anyway.
And for bonus points, name the attorney general who was hilariously portrayed on Saturday Night Live, Saturday Night Live from there on out.
Okay. And if you visit Nevada, you'd know what we're talking about. How's that, Richie? Good.
Yes,
huh?
Exactly.
800-510. I'm so pleased. 800 with myself and Richie. 800-510. Please yourself and please everybody else by coming up with the name of this show.
Or if you visit my house.
Yes, right, exactly. Yep.
Okay? So at any rate, two parts to the question. First one, identify the young man who came to Florida, was clinging on an inner tube, and became a household name. And then the attorney general, who was just new into office, and
pretty much butchered the whole thing.
Well, she messed that up, and she messed up the Waco thing.
Yeah.
The first few months of that deal were pretty messy.
800-510-8255.
All right, identify those two people, if you will. And the winner gets some of our Food Supply Depot food, which is very cool and very good. Meanwhile, the question, one of the questions of the morning, we have lots of questions, and try with question to present answers. She'll be interested to know that many of our scientists that are studying life on other planets have begun to identify signs of alien life on some of the images that have come back of the moon recently. The new Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter.
Orbiter.
Hello, Boston.
The LRO from NASA, which was put into orbit by physicists Paul Davies and Robert Wagner, profs at Arizona State University. They say there are signs of extraterrestrial life in the form of messages and some of the waste. In fact, they say there's evidence of mining that can be spotted by some of the newer human telescopes and the orbiting spacecraft as well. So they've published a paper online in Acta Astronautica, A-C-T-A, Astronautica. They wrote, quote, although there is only a tiny probability that alien technology would have left traces on the moon in the form of an artifact or surface modification, this location has the virtue of being close, preserving traces. We can immerse ourselves into the study of the moon. Now, I'm pretty attentive and interested in this sort of thing. The moon is part of the original Earth, and the Earth was struck by a large, whether it was an asteroid or whatever it was, and a big chunk of the Earth was kicked off, and thus the moon. You got to wonder what goes on in the process to make it, you know, to the Earth. The scar has healed and the Earth is round. The moon is round for the most part, or pretty close. It's certainly, I was going to say cervical. That's not the right word. Circular is the word I'm looking for. Cervical, isn't that apply to your spine or something?
A little lower.
Your spine and a little lower. But okay. There is in the area of your spine, there is a cervical.
Right. Okay. Area. Now, on top of that, we have the Dawn probe that was launched in September of 2007. That went by Mars in 2009 and now has approached a new planet called Vesta. And it's going to go around this, the planet. The reason I bring it up, you see, Richie, go online, or all of you, if you want to, just Google Vesta, V-E-S-T-A, and you'll see a picture of a planet in formation. This is what's so fascinating about this. It shows you what the Earth looked like and what the Moon looked like upon its formation. This is how we learn more about our planet and other planets. It is doing it is studying the surface of what is a very large asteroid. It's about the about the size of Mount Everest, apparently, but it is the satellite's only 3,200 miles away from it. So it's getting all. Can you see the pictures that I'm talking about? And this would be good for anybody to do at home. We ought to probably post these
neat.
At Stefan.com. Isn't this neat?
Yeah.
So it's very looking at it very close. It is not just a hunk of rock. It's something that is indicative of how planets have been formed over the years. And I just think that the mapping. You look at the mapping data. It shows that it's layered in a lot of different rock types and minerals. Lots of minerals, and it may have come from a major planet that got hit by an asteroid, same as the moon came off of our Earth, and it split it off. So it's just rocketing around through the universe. And you wonder, this is the kind of stuff also that people worry about, that something this large could be just floating around. And as everything, as most of you know, the Earth and our solar system, the sun, the planets all revolving around the sun, we're moving through the universe. At the same time we're moving around each other and spinning on the axis, we're also moving at a speed which no one has ever been able to determine, because there's no beginning, there's no end to space, so we just keep moving and moving around. And with that sometimes is the opportunity or the worry that there are these things, and some scientists say there's as many as 800 million of these things in the universe that we've been able to map. So if there's 800 million of them, how likely is it that they maybe might come by? We have stories all the time. Wasn't there, I think there were two stories this year about these various things that were within 300,000 miles of Earth.
Right.
Right? Now, also, there are other discoveries that have taken place this year, and they are real benchmarks when you are trying to figure out. There's the Kepler telescope. And you can also, if you want to check that out online, it's easy enough to do. Its specialty is to look at the stars and see if we can find. This is the one that found the other Earth. It has been surveying 156,000 stars. Can you imagine? How does our mind even, we talk about our budget deficit, how do you wrap yourself around a telescope that is looking and trying to find planets like ours, and it's surveyed 156,000 already? How do you even begin to imagine that? See, this is the wonderful stuff that's done in the name of government and research. I think NASA is the most wonderful of all of the things that our government does, even though, yeah, there's been some waste and controversy there. But imagine how important it is. You can say, well, why? We're here. Well, there are going to be times in the next, even I'm betting 100, 200, 300, 400 years, this planet is going to be, many parts of it, almost uninhabitable. If we keep the population growth the way it is, and you look at the shortage of food that is now a problem on the planet with 7 billion, what's it going to be like with 14 billion people on the planet in the next 240, 250 years? There's no way, no way this planet survive.
There's a lot of unused space out there, man.
There is. It'll be out in space, you mean.
Your property in Arizona.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you can move there. I'm happy to sell it to you if you want to buy it. Anyway, so this is very cool stuff, though, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, you know.
Am I the only one who thinks this is cool? Or?
No, I think it's cool.
I'm a little distracted and because I'm looking for Vesta.
Yeah.
On my Star Walk app to see if I can see it tonight.
Really?
I have an app on my iPhone, and you basically point it up in the sky, and it tells you, like right now, if I point up here, I see Mercury is up right now, and Scorpius you can see.
Yeah.
And you just point it anywhere in the sky, and it shows you what you're looking at, the stars, the planets, satellites.
Fascinating.
So, I mean, I can search this thing, and I can say, okay, it'll be visible Thursday night at 9 p.m. or you know, whatever it is.
In this portion of the sky.
Yeah.
And that part of the sky.
So now I'm trying to look
that's
forward to see where it's at. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, so the story anyway, DougStefan.com, entitled Our Aliens on the Moon. You might want to check that out, and it brings you to lots of other things as we went off into several different tangents about the planets and the stars and whatever. All right, let's get Diane in here to answer our question about what happened during December of 1999. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Good Day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So what do you think? Who are we talking about here?
Well, Janet Reno was the, Attorney General.
Attorney General, yep, right, exactly.
And Elian Gonzalez.
Elian Gonzalez was the boy who came and became the poster boy.
Right, Cuba. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. For a lot of the Cubans who were coming over here illegally, and Janet Reno botched it like she did Waco. What a mess. That first year of the Clinton administration, woof, what a mess.
And, yes.
I mean, that's what we remember about
it. And remember the aunt?
I remember the father.
The aunt who Elian stayed with.
She lived here, right?
Yeah, she lived in Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. She became, well, certainly everybody knew who she was, but he was made into a hero. So he would be now, what, 500?
Wow, I'm looking at a picture of him now.
17 years old now.
Yeah, he was on TV not too long ago.
Yeah, was he? Okay, So you got the answer. So you get some of our Food Supply Depot food, all right? How's that for a Happy New Year present? Thank you very much.
That's great.
Hi, Diane. Thank you. Nice to talk with you. I hope you and your family have a wonderful New Year.
and look forward to many more visits, hopefully in the new year. Speaking of visits, Dr. Ken Kronau's visits with us in 2 minutes here on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now's a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a synchronaut from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Ding, 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 ding. Time now for our daily visit from Dr. Ken Kronaus, who's a medical expert on the Good Day program, doing research, finding out what the big stories are of the day in terms of medical news. A study of teen obesity leads to some interesting conclusions, Ken.
You look around, you wonder why all your teenagers' friends are much more overweight today than they were when we were kids. And out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week, we learned that it seems to have some relationship to the mother and the child's relationship when they're infants. Poor infant-mom relationships, much higher role of obesity when the kids are age 15.
So teenage obesity.
But moms, don't blame yourselves for everyone. This isn't the only cause, but it's a significant relationship.
So the father's not involved, it's the mother.
Well, the fathers are very important, but in this they found this relationship.
All right, good news for those of you who love and enjoy and are surrounded by music.
You may want to ask your dentist to add some music to his office. This is out of the journal Pain. Losing yourself in music, Doug, really may help take the sting out of a root canal or other painful medical procedures, especially if you're feeling anxious about it.
Yep. You know, there are a lot of dentists who are now advertising. They'll put you to sleep. I don't know how advised. How do you get somebody's mouth open
if they're asleep? Sedation dentistry.
Yeah, that's a big new trend, isn't it?
It is.
All right, here's
a
new
careful.
Blood.
Make sure the person knows what they're doing, and they can resuscitate you if you don't wake up.
Right, yeah, I mean, if you're under anesthesia, so that's what it is. You put you under anesthesia, right?
Hello, Michael Jackson.
Sleep.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Take a pill and go to sleep.
Aye. All right, here's a new blood test, which is interesting because heart folks like you, Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, will probably use this a lot, right?
This is real hope out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. There's a new blood test for diagnosing a heart attack. A heart attack is permanent damage to the heart muscle. Sometimes we can't tell that you're having a heart attack. You have some symptoms. Your EKG doesn't tell us definitely. And we do a blood test that we have now. Sometimes it takes a long time, several hours for it to be abnormal. Sometimes it's not so sensitive to a small heart attack. This troponin I, very sensitive. Troponin I is big hope for diagnosing heart attacks. Hopefully it'll be in ER soon.
Dr. Jack was on. He was talking about prevention of Alzheimer's using taking a lot of vitamin C, even and D and B, and even vitamin E.
There are a lot of stuff on Alzheimer's, the study we were talking about earlier this week, right?
Well, you need some more research on that. But too much vitamin E by supplement can actually damage the circulation.
Yeah, get it by
the heart.
He said get it by eating grains and that sort of
thing.
Yeah. All right, doctor. The doctor presently on duty is Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rod Stewart song from the movie Patch Adams, which happens to be, Richie, the number one movie from this week in 1998.
It was a fun movie, yeah.
Yeah, interesting movie. Wasn't Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams was in that. Yeah, he's played so many interesting characters.
Guy's crazy. Movie. Yeah, he's certifiable, but he's great.
A good actor, apparently, like that, as opposed to somebody like Tom Cruise, who's not. Really, just really stable. A lot of people like Tom Cruise, like working with him. You hear nothing but praise from the folks who have worked with him in most of the movies, including the one that he's in now. He's a very strong work ethic, Mission Impossible doing well.
He climbed that building himself in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Tom Cruise
111, did? Yeah, 111 floors up he was hanging outside
pass on
of
that.
The building.
Wow. He'd be looking for a stuntman to take that role. Thank you very much. All right, so Chucker is not here today, so we'll do his bidding for him, including our contest, which brings us around to a movie that was number one during this week in 1997. Obviously, we've gotten away from the Christmas movies, as Christmas is over. Now time to get back to the regular bill of fare. This movie, I'm sort of familiar with it, but I don't count. It's most important that you figure it out and call us at 800-510-8255. We'll give you three audio clues from the soundtrack of the movie. And if you're new to the program, you find out how easily this works. You call the number, 800-510-TALK, if you know what the movie is. If the first, we do it all by when you call. So the first person with the right answer gets the prize, some of our Food Supply Depot food. I was going to say feed, but you're not cows. We have feed from Food Supply Depot.
You can just open the bucket and start chowing down.
There you go.
Like.
Chow down and have yourself a good old time. Okay, so here's the first audio clue.
Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home, and 1 week later, there's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. And you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're going to faint. Even then,
don't come knocking.
Yeah, as much as he plays a curmudgeon, it's a likable. The characters in this movie are very likable, I think, anyway. Richie, don't you agree?
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Jennifer, you know what the movie is?
I do.
Okay. Next clue.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. Just no one in this car, but a lot of people.
You know that voice, obviously.
Yeah.
And you can, more recent, this is 97, so this is 14 years ago. My God, it doesn't seem like it was 14 years ago. Wait. All right, last clue, Richie.
Pay me a compliment, Melvin. I need one.
You make me want to be a better man.
Aw.
Yeah. That's a great line, by the way. If you want to use it.
How many times has that been used in a bar?
I don't know, but it's a good line.
Right up there with I can't quit you.
Right. Yeah. And you had me at hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
800-510. Hey, you had me at I like to milk cows. 800-510-8255. I guess what that movie is, you'll be all set. We'll have a little movie news for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Okay. There is a story today at DougStefan.com about a man who sold his life on eBay. Disney. You remember this story from a year or so ago?
Did you say life or wife?
He sold his life on eBay, okay. Getting his story turned into a movie. His name is Gordy Ian Usher. Made headlines after placing an ad to sell his everything, his possessions, his house, his car, his job, his friends were for sale on the Internet, as a matter of fact. And so Disney has bought the rights to this story, and the story includes his marriage breakdown, his decision. Life was over without his wife. He's from, where he's from? I think he's from Ireland, isn't he? Darlington County, Durham County, someplace. Disney liked the story because of the original reason for him doing what he did makes for an interesting story to tell. So they're going to do this. This is pretty public, guy. But I remember the story, frankly, a couple of years ago. He split in March of 2008, started a project called 100 Weeks, 100 Goals. He raised $25,000 for a cancer charity in memory of his father by selling all of his possessions. So that story is at DougStefan.com if you'd like. Jody, what's the name of the movie in question here? Hi.
What About Bob?
What About Bob is not correct. Ann, what do you think the name is? And yes, ma'am. Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt, you get the prize. Thank you very much. Hold on. 59 past the hour on Good Day.